We're doing it.
I'm nervous too. I'm nervous.
We just have to act like we're not recording our voices.
Yeah, we're just having a conversation.
We're having a conversation. It's fine. We've been wanting to do this.
For a while.
A while.
I pretend like I have my own podcast.
Fucking doing it. Let's do it.
Okay, hi guys. Welcome to our podcast.
We don't know the name yet, but
it's just a work in progress.
We're gonna get there. Exactly.
I'm Cameron.
I'm Bailey. We're just two high school gals just talking about life.
That was disgusting, but okay.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out on the way.
So we think how this podcast is gonna work is we're just gonna talk about, there's gonna be a set topic that we're gonna try to focus on for the beginning, but it's just gonna ramble off and we'll just talk about whatever.
Yeah. That's how most podcasts go.
So today we're gonna be talking about procrastination because it's a problem. Like, it's a very big issue in both of our lives. And it's destroying my life.
It actually is destroying my life too. It's crazy. Because we, like, laugh about it, but
it's an issue.
Actually messing up our entire life.
I have been getting better at it a little bit, but, like, I'll still have, like, my days. Like, this weekend. Like, every single weekend, I'm like, okay, I'll just start it. And then Sunday night, I'm doing it.
Exactly. I don't understand, like, how come we can't just, like, just do it? Because we have to do it sometime.
Literally.
I don't understand how I can't just.
And it's going to be worse because then you have to stay up late and then you're not going to be able to go to sleep and then you're going to be tired in the morning and then it's just a vicious cycle.
Exactly.
And also it makes it worse though because you're not doing what. See, if you had something that you like loved to do, I feel like I would still procrastinate a little on it because I do have things that I do love to do, like learning lines and singing and stuff. I do procrastinate on that stuff a lot, but I feel like it's easier if you are doing something that you really love and you are working on.
Yeah.
I same way.
Yeah, I still procrastinate no matter what it is. Like, yeah, even, like, learning lines and stuff like that, I want to do it and I want to practice, it's just.
Exactly, and I'm like, this is what I want to do with my life, and my life is not going to go anywhere if I don't do it.
And then. Well, I was going to say something, but I kind of forgot what I was going to say. Damn it! It came in my head, and then I forgot it. So, like, if I procrastinate on something that I like doing, I'm like, do I actually like this? And I'm like, if I feel like I want to do this for my, like, in my future, like, for my actual job, I'm like, do I really like this?
Exactly.
But I know that I like it, it's just.
You're like, if I can't, if yourself. I'm not, like, in love with it, am I,
exactly.
is it what I should be doing? But then there's little moments that you're like, yeah, this is what I want to do. Like, you'll watch a movie or you'll see other people perform and you're like, yeah, that's what I want to do.
Exactly.
You just have to put in the work. And that's literally the whole, like, thing behind the career that we want.
It's just hard to, like, start something. I think that's, like, the biggest thing.
Especially when you don't see, like, I don't know, I can't speak for other people because I've never walked in their shoes, but I feel like with the twins and like Ariana Grande and Selena Gomez, I feel like when they set their mind to a project, they know that they're going to be able to like do it. Like they have the resources and they can like do it. But like, we're like, well, like if we do that, then no one's going to care. No one's going to listen. And like, we don't even have the resources to do it. But they were sitting in the same spot that we were at once and they worked hard.
Exactly.
Talent just doesn't mean shit. Well, I probably shouldn't be cussing.
I already cussed earlier.
See, that's the thing. I'm like, well, that's another thing. Besides procrastination, what is the big deal? I don't understand. They're just words.
I'm talking about something else now. That's right. Exactly. What makes a bad word a bad word?
What makes a bad... Who sat down and was like,
"This is
you know what? This is a bad word.
I don't know. It's just in certain contexts, I feel like.
And then why are some people like let their kids cuss and then some don't? Why is it like the end of the world?
I do not know. It's kind of annoying, especially when parents cuss and then they don't let their kids cuss.
They're like, don't say that.
I know it's like unprofessional, but like, I don't know, like, who cares?
I don't know.
I understand like job interviews, but like, still, like, what makes it a bad word?
And then, but even, like, even that whole thing, like, with just in your, like, individual life with your parents or whatever, and they're, like, it's just us. Like, it's not a professional setting. Exactly. It's nothing. Who cares? It's just a word. All right, back to, okay, were you going to say something?
Because, like, any word could be a bad word if somebody just said it. That's true. Any word can be bad. Okay.
Back to procrastination.
Back to procrastination. Where were we?
What else is there to say about procrastination?
It's destroying my life.
And it oozes into other factors of your life. Because if you start doing it in one area, it, like, translates into others. Because then, because I know, like, for me, I'll be doing good, but then I'll have, like, an assignment that I'll need to do, and then I won't do it, and then, well, I'm working on that, and I'm still, like, stressed about that, and I can't do that, so then I won't be able to do other things.
Exactly.
And I'm just like, it's no use anymore.
Yeah, it's like if you get your homework done, and you get it out of the way, not procrastinate, then you're able to do other things that you actually want to do, but once you, if you don't do that, you can't do anything. Unless you, like, do the thing that you love instead of doing your homework, but I feel like I'm lazier and I don't do anything.
That's another problem I run into too, because I'll finish the assignment, I'll be like, yes, now I can, like, start living and, like, do what I want to do, and then I'm like, now what do I do? And I'm like, what do people do for fun? I don't understand. It's like, I don't go to parties.
I feel like I'm just, like, trapped in this little ball. Like, I can't go anywhere.
I told you that the other day. I feel like I'm this weird, like, little snow globe that I'm, like, trapped inside, like, watching everyone else, like, live their life and, like...
I feel like I'm invisible and I'm just, like, looking at other people, like, do... Like, it's just weird and it's so hard to explain how you feel.
You feel trapped in this little bubble. This little and bubble. You feel
like
you're
never gonna be able to do... I feel, like, hopeless. Like, I'm never gonna be able to do anything. But that's not true, as long as,
you,
like,
you just have to keep working and pushing and believing. But it's so hard to be here at the bottom of the mountain and try to look up of here. And it's like...
Because we do things like procrastinate.
How do I get there? Yeah.
And we do things like procrastinate. And once we keep doing that, then we never, like, build up to our great goals.
But, like, a lot of things I hear people say is it is one step at a time. Like, you just have to focus on being in the present and, it's like, doing one... Yeah.
It's just hard because you feel like it's going to take so long and you just want to be at that.
Especially when you're me and every single thing in this world makes you anxious. So you don't even want to go outside. And then you're like, but I need to go outside because I need to do this and I need to do that. I need to get this done.
And then I can't even drive it, so I can't even do things. But you can't even do things because your parents don't let you go out.
That's true.
But,
and even if I did go out, I wouldn't have anyone to see. You're literally my only... Actually, if my other friends are listening to this, they'd probably be pissed. But I have, like, three friends.
I don't know. There's so many...
I was talking to my sister about that the other day. I was like, I feel like... I just haven't met my people yet, if that makes sense. Yeah. Like, you're my person, and you're one of my people, but... Because I was sitting, and I was, like... Because I was at Disneyland the other day, and that's what I was thinking about it. Because there was this guy, and he was talking to, like, his girlfriend or whatever, and then they were, like... We were all, like, in this traffic jam, because there were so many people. He's, like, I feel like... He's, like, this is what herd, like, cattle must feel like. And he's, like, on our way to the slaughterhouse, yeah. And I was, like... That's something I would say with my friends. I'm like, and then I was thinking, I was like, because I'm like, you're in this little circle of your city and, like, your high school. And I'm like, I already know these people. I'm like, yeah, I know I don't know all of them. And, like, I don't know them on a personal level. But I feel like I just don't vibe with them.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
As gross as that word is, but it actually is a part of my vocabulary now.
Okay, I've seen that all the time. No, it's bad.
I'm but like, it's true.
Good vibes.
It is. Like, good vibes, bad vibes. You just vibe with some people and you don't. And I'm like, I just feel like my people are here. I just feel like it.
Kind of off topic, but, like, what makes California, because people are so, like, I want to go to California.
People are in love with California, but they're not in love with California, they're in love with LA.
LA, that's what it is. Yeah. If you were actually out here where we live in California, you wouldn't be, like, wow. Like,
yeah, you wouldn't be, like, in love with it.
Exactly.
It's, like, and it's not a bad place to live. Not. Like, it really isn't. It's just, I've
been here for so long.
I just hate, it's literally, it's, like... Everything needs to be changed, right? You need to be changing. You need to change things. And I've lived, I moved here when I was 2 from a still a near city. Yeah. I'm not going to say it because I don't want someone to like come and kidnap me. But I still moved in here from like a nearby city. It's all the, like, even if you're in a surrounding city, it's just all the same. It just all jumbles together. And so literally 17, the same, that's 15 years in the same spot, the same school, with the same people, because it is the same people, because I went to elementary school with them, junior high, and then high school. Yeah, there was a little, like, difference, like, when people mixed in, but
it, for me, I'm, like, mine was a different district, like, I moved from a different district, so it was different people, but I feel like everybody in California, like, is still the same, because we all grew up in, not everybody, but most people grew up all in California, so it's still, like, the same people.
And so it's, people like, not really different. People still moved from other places, they're still, like, neighboring cities.
Exactly. It's the same.
And, like, I always, like, you know when people say, they're like, yeah, I moved, like, that seems like the bad thing to move, like, a lot. You know how, like, people, like, they move a lot? Yeah. But, like, on the other end of that spectrum, it's the people who stay in the same spot is also, like, you've got to have a medium.
But some people like that. Like, people that grow up in...
I can't, I don't know how.
But, like, people who grow up here and, like, their whole life, till they're old, they were born here and they die here.
Like, my brain and my personality are just not wired like that. I can't even sit in my room for more than an hour without having to go to a different part of my house. Yeah.
I go crazy, and I feel like I'm just, like, I just want to cry. Because I feel like I'm never gonna do anything. I feel so, it makes you so sad.
It's very sad when you think about, because people are like, you have to focus on the present, you have to focus on the now, but, like, the only thing that, like, is keeping me going is the future.
Exactly.
That's what I look for. It's just the light at the end of the tunnel that I'm pushing for.
That's so true.
You just gotta get your shit together now. Then so it carries through.
How do you get it together when you don't like what like where you're living or like your life right now? It's just so hard to like. It's just so hard. I don't know what to do.
What I need to do is I need to start creating things more. Yeah. Get off my phone because that... Yes!
Phones! Here we go!
It's so bad. It's so bad. And it's so... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's another thing I am focused... I'm too focused... That's another topic on other people saving for another day. But with YouTube and YouTubers and people who are online, you get sucked into their life and you feel like you know them because you get an inside look into their life that you wouldn't get with most people.
But we don't know half their life.
And you vibe, like we were talking about earlier, you vibe with these people that you watch online, but you don't know them. And there are millions of other people who love them too. Exactly. But you get sucked into their life.
And don't focus on your life.
You don't, exactly. No, we literally went like a whole year with only talking forms of YouTube quotes.
Literally.
We weren't us. We were like these weird fucking robots, like YouTube robots that just like spewed out quotes that we heard.
That's literally all we talked about. That's so sad.
Megan fucking hated us. That's all we would talk about. And I would too. I literally would too. I hear people talking about like, for example, there's this girl in my class and these few girls, and they talk about, like, K-pop, and they're just like us with YouTube. Mm-hmm. Like, they talk about, they're like, oh, and then they posted this album cover, and, like, they did this, and they wanted to do this and that, and then I'm like, you only see the problem when you're looking at it, from someone else doing it. And I'm like, we do the same exact thing.
Because we think when we just talk, and we think it's just okay, because it's just normal, but really talking about other people's lives, that's all we freaking did. That's so sad, and, like, that's, like, part of the reason why we don't, like, go out for our own, like, selves and, like, finding out, like, what we want to do in our lives and our future. And, like, it's literally stopped. That's why. Now, in this generation, we just focus on other people's lives.
That's literally why I was, like, because people are, like, yeah, the phones, they're great. They're so, like, they do provide so much. But I really do want to live back in, like, one of the past decades for a little.
There's always positives and negatives about it, but...
Because, like, they had to focus on working for their own life and doing what they wanted to do. They weren't watching other people's lives. But, like, on the opposite end of that whole argument, though, like, they didn't get to see all these other people's lives and be like, oh, that is an option for me. I could do that. And I could work like that. And I could work like them. And everything just comes down to work. Like, you gotta work hard and set your mind to something. I fully and truly believe that. Like, people are like, well, like, you, there's like, you might, you're not gonna be able to do that. I'm like, no, like, if you work for something hard enough, you're gonna make it happen.
And, like, don't get me wrong, like, there's lots of YouTubers that, like, inspire me and stuff like that, and, like, push me to do things. They're like, I want to be like them when I grow up. There's, like, so many inspirational people. But, like, most of the time, like, when I'm watching it, just, it honestly makes me, like, kind of, I don't know if, like, depressed is the word, but it makes me, like
sad.
Very sad, because I'm like,
I know exactly what you mean. And that's what so many people, that's the whole thing with Instagram. That's why I deleted it.
Yeah.
Like, for, because I deleted Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, all that for just a week in, like, April of this year. Not this year, but last year, I think, for a little. Like, just for a week, because I literally would sit there and my thumb would just automatically go to it. And I was like, you know what? Let's try a week without it. And I would flip through. Now that sounds crazy to me that it was, like, shocking for me to go to a week without it. Because in the whole summer, I, like, didn't have it at all.
I don't go on anything.
And I was like, I don't either. Like, I don't have it on my phone at all.
I go on, like, on Safari to go log into my Instagram.
And it's weird to me, like, when people, like, will talk about Snapchat streaks and stuff. Because, like, that world is, like, so foreign to me now. Because I don't, like, live like that anymore. It's so, because I don't know. Every time I go on Snapchat anymore, because, like, I'll, like, re-download it for, like, because I just want to, like, see, like, literally, the only reason I download it is to look at one of the Dolan twins' Snapchat stories. Yeah. And then I'm, like, shouldn't have done that, because then I'm, like, I really want to be part of their life, which is,
exactly.
And then, like,
they're going out and, like, doing all these amazing things, and you just feel like you're never going to get there, but really, we just need to focus on our lives right now so we can be able to get up and, like, do the things that they do. Because it's possible.
And it is, like, a real, they are just online, they just are, like, people you see online. Mm-hmm. But it is, like, a crush, though, when you really think about it. Like, when you have a crush on someone, you just, like, you want to be with them, and you kind of just, like, imagine your life with them and stuff. But, and I feel like with YouTubers and stuff, you get more of an inside look into their life than you would if you had a crush with someone. And then it's, like, oh, you That's can't true. Be with that person. And it kind of, like...
you will literally never meet them.
And, like, when most people go through that situation, they just cut themselves off from that person. Yeah. But, like, if you want to watch their videos, it's hard to cut yourself off from them. I don't know. It's weird, dude.
I was going to talk about something else, but I forgot what I was going to say. I always forget what I'm going to say.
Same. That's why I can't have that's another thing. I cannot have conversations with people to save my life. People are like, you're so shy. I'm like, bitch, I ain't shy. I just don't know what to say.
Small talk.
Oh, God. I'm so bad at small talk. I can't small talk to save my life. Because I feel like, I don't know, people will ask me questions. They'll be like, oh, what do you do this? What do you do that for? That's another thing that literally ties into the whole procrastination thing. Because people ask me, they're like, oh, what do you do in your free time? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't do anything. I really don't. And, like, I want to be like that. Like, people, like, I want to be so busy and, like, working on things that I'm like, oh, I don't even have any free time. Yeah. But it's the opposite. I have
too much
free time, or, but like, I don't do anything with my free time.
Or we would have, like, a bunch of free time to do the things that we actually want if we would just get our schoolwork done. Because that's, like, the top priority now, so... we're forced to do that.
But then even when that's done, it's like, oh, I don't want to do... like, literally, I'll be like, okay, maybe I should paint something. But I'm like, eh, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, maybe I should write something. Nah, I don't want to do that. Maybe I should draw something. Oh, I don't want to do that. And then I'm like, well, might as well go to YouTube.
Exactly. And then just spend the rest of your day just watching other people's lives instead of working on... what do you want to do in your own life?
And then I'll send you screen recordings. And I'm like, no, I'm like, I need to stop. I'm like, my life is falling to pieces. I'm like crying while sending the screen recordings. I'm like, I gotta send it to her.
And I love the screen recordings that you send me. But like,
I don't want to send them. But I'm like, I need to send them. But I don't want to send them. I'm like, I just need to watch it and be done with it. I don't need the memory, and, like, I don't need to, like, keep sending it to her. I'm like, it's so bad. And then I can't even look at my YouTube screen time because I'll delete it in, like, hopes of
changing it,
of, like, not watching it, but then resistance equals persistence, and I just, it makes me want to watch it even more. That's, and like, then I can't see the screen time because when you delete it, it, like, deletes all the data. Yeah.
That's, like, with health, like, they say not to just keep yourself away from, like, something that you really like. Because if you like it, then you should, like, eat it, like, for food. Like, you should eat it sometimes.
Moderation. You need YouTube in moderation. You need
to balance it out. Yeah. You just need to balance it out. Like, yeah, if you like YouTube, go ahead and watch YouTube videos. Just don't make that the top priority of your life just to watch that. And I don't think anybody wants to do that. I don't think anybody wants to just watch YouTube 24/7, but, like, it's just
when you don't like how your life is going, you want to watch people whose life you do enjoy.
And you've, like, once you're watching it, you forget about your own life. And it's putting you in, like, a different life that makes you happy. And I think that's, like, the reason why we like it so much, because it just escapes, it makes us escape from our lives.
And they're doing, like, what we want to be doing. Like, literally, when I see the tweets, like, from all these YouTubers, like, being, like, new project coming out soon, I'm like, I want to be able to tweet new project coming out soon, new this. Like, I want to be able to work on things.
And, like, Garrett's video when he was making the music, I'm like, I want to do that. That's, like, it just looks so much fun. Like, so much fun. I'm like, why don't I just do it? It's possible. My dad tells me every single time, he's like, why don't you just do it?
Exactly. Like,
just do it.
Exactly. No, when I was watching the Twins document, see, I know I'm talking about the YouTubers, but this is a point I need to make. When I was watching the Twins documentary about their dad, when I say Twins, I'm talking about Dolan Twins. Is it still recording?
I don't know. I hope so.
Okay, yeah, it is. Yeah.
It wasn't recording the whole time.
Whatever. We still have a good conversation. Okay, anyways, go ahead.
Yeah, when they were talking about their... When I say the Twins, I'm talking about the Dolan Twins, if you didn't know. So, I just refer to them as the Twins now because I'm too obsessed.
Oh, God, it's so bad. I need a divide. I'm like,
this is so fucking stupid to say out loud, but I need to cut myself off from them. Which is so, it makes me want to throw up, like, being like, oh, I'm so attached to, like, internet people that I don't know.
It's so, because I think about it, I'm like, why don't I just delete my YouTube, like, it'll be fine if I, like, don't watch them. Like, even the people that I don't really, like, yeah, I like to watch them. But, like, I still, like...
When I do go on YouTube, it's just, like, I watch videos that I've watched a million times, and I'm like, why?
Or rewatch it over... I think it, like, takes us back to, I don't know, like, the good times, or, like, I don't know.
And they're, like, not our good times. It's, like, it's so sad.
If you think about it, it's, like, during really depressing times, like, just sitting in your room for hours, not going out and talking to your family, you're hanging out with your friends, instead you're in your room in the pitch black dark watching YouTubers' lives. It's, and then you think about it after you're done, about to go to sleep, and then you're just like, I just wasted my whole day and didn't do anything, because I love the daytime. It's just like, I want to go out and do things during the day, but I don't know. I don't do anything.
And it is the same with social media. Like, I feel like people have the same problem, but not with YouTubers. Like, they have it with the people. Because I used to be the same way. Like, that was what would make me so sad. Especially freshman year. That was the saddest point of my life. But that's what would make me so sad, is I felt so more alone than I've ever felt in my whole life. And I felt, like, alone my whole life. Like, ooh, we're getting deep and vulnerable. Not my most comfortable state, but we'll talk about it. My whole childhood, I felt so alone. Like, so alone. That was the number one feeling I always had. Like, yeah, I did have happy memories, and I had friends. But I always felt so alone. And freshman year was just rock bottom. And then going on social media and watching all these people that I've grown up with my whole lives, and, like, people at my school who are, like, living these, like, great lives. I did air quotes. You can't see me, but, like, because everything on social media is fake. You're getting 3% of people's lives. Mm-hmm. It's not real. And that's, like, what you have to learn the hard way. Like, you really have to remember that when looking at posts. even my posts, I'll look at my Instagram feed and be like, whoa, this girl's like, yeah, sick. But, like, I'm like, I don't feel the same way. Like, you really just post, and, like, I don't think, like, no one does it intentionally. Like, no one does it, like, evilly. Be like, oh, I want everyone to, like, be jealous of my life. Like, you are just like, oh, I like this picture, I like this memory, I'll post it. But, like, when you're, like, from the outside looking in, you're like, whoa, this girl's life is, like, so cool. But
it's every, like, you don't know anything, you know, 0.1%.
You literally, and there's, like, whole rules with Instagram. Like, oh, if you follow, if, like, you follow this person, they have to follow you back. Like, no. And that took me a long time to realize, too, because, like, I felt bad, like, not following people back if they're following me. But I'm like, it's just Instagram. It doesn't matter.
And we're never going to see these people ever again in our lives.
Now I'm following, like, 50 people on Instagram. Yeah. And, like, my, like, follower count just drops. And I'm, like, happy about it. Because I'm, like, then I can just post, like, more of just whatever I want. And, like, not feel like, oh, my God, like, people are going to think this and people are going to think that. I don't even post on my actual, like, story. I only post, like, close friends. And I just save them for memories.
Just good looking back on these memories.
Mm-hmm. Oh, back to what I was saying to begin with. See, maybe we should call it word vomit, because it's just word vomit. It's just a spiel. But, yeah, freshman year, I felt so, like, alone, and that was just the icing on the cake to see all these other people living these great lives.
That's and literally then, all we talked about freshman year.
And then it's...
I was, like, the same way.
It hurts. Because you're, like, seeing all these people, and you're like, they have so many friends, and it's so easy for the... People who are outgoing will never know how much better they have it than other people who are, like, anxious and, like, not anxious, because, like, you can be extroverted and anxious, but, like, who find it hard to talk to people.
I think I've gotten, like, 10 million times better this year. Mm-hmm. I can actually just, like, talk to people and I don't care anymore, which I'm so happy about, like, that I could do that. Which, still sometimes I, like, get really nervous, and, like, sometimes I just don't feel like talking to anybody, and, like, that's okay.
And that's the thing, too, because I'm, like, if I wanted to talk to people in my class, I could. Like, I have been, like, not the best, but I have been getting better at it since, like, when I was little. It's, like, in this past couple of years, it's the most, like, self-growth I've ever done in my whole life.
Yeah.
And that's another thing YouTube is, too. I would have never known about, like, self-growth shit and all this stuff before. But it's, like, YouTube that, and, like, Pinterest and, like, quotes and all this stuff and social media that teaches you that. Because, like, when you're on the internet, you've got this whole, like, wide world of people. Like, before the internet, you're just in your little tiny town. And, like, you're just in this little, like, circle of, like, your friends and your family. And what they know is what you know. And what they teach you morally is just what you know. But, like, with the internet, you have so many different morals and different people to choose from.
And you, like, have different opinions from, like, everybody you could find. Like, I was talking about it at school. Like, at lunch, I was saying, like, this generation, like, we're, like, teaching our own parents.
Yeah.
And, like... Like, they don't know, because they didn't grow up with, like, the internet. So, like, us, we, like, find different opinions, and, like, we're... And we were taught to, like, stand up for, like, our own, like, beliefs. For our beliefs. Yeah, our own beliefs. And, like, and it doesn't really matter. Like, obviously, like, still listen to your parents, because they're your parents. And, but, like, certain things...
But, exactly.
Certain things...
But, at the end of the day, they are just... Your parents. They are just people. Like, they are you, your parents are your parents.
Exactly. They have their own ideas and thoughts. It's okay if we have our own ideas and thoughts, too.
So, yeah. You gotta focus on you, buddy. You just gotta do what you wanna do. And live your life for you. Because, like, if you... It's so crazy because it's such a cliche, but it's a cliche for a reason. Like, you have to do what you wanna do. You can't live your life for other people. Because you're never going to be happy if you're doing it for other people.
I just think it's crazy that... I know I should talk about this another time because, like, it's YouTube. But, like, it's... Like, YouTube made me, like, come to my lowest point in life. Like, in middle school, I actually was depressed. I know I was depressed because I... Like, same, after learning about depression
that was me for freshman year. When we did the whole, like, like, the whole spiel with when that teacher comes in and she does, like, suicide prevention and all that. Mm-hmm. I was, like, she was, like, reading off the check. I was, like, check, 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 check,
check, check,
and it was, like, depression. I was, like, oh, yeah, that was me freshman year. I But I never talk. You're the only other person I've ever talked about that with. I've never. And Cadence.
Well, like, you, like, depression.
Depression, like, all that. Because, like, my mom, she freaks out about everything. So I wouldn't want to tell her that. And then I'm just not good at being vulnerable. And I feel like, because every time I am vulnerable, I'll, like, say it in the moment. And then after I say it, I'm like, shouldn't have said that. I'm like, why? Like, why shouldn't I have said that? But, like, I feel like I shouldn't have said that because I'm like, well, now they're going to think less of me, which is so, like, it's just how my brain is wired. Because I'm like, because I, like, I know vulnerability is strength, but my brain is just like, no, it's a weakness. It's weak. Don't do that. But, like, it's just how my brain is.
Yeah. I just, like, remember talking to my grandma, like, even my grandma, I remember just crying one day in my room, and my grandma just, like, comes in, she's like, what's wrong? Like, I think they knew I was depressed, because I would just stay in my room all, like, now I go out.
I don't think they knew about me. Okay, continue.
I don't really know if they knew, but, like, maybe they did, because I would just cry all the time in my room, and, like, just after learning about it, I just know, I know I was,
because,
like, I wasn't myself anymore, and, like, I was, like, just not talking to anybody, and I just completely wasn't myself, just so focused on other people's lives, like, YouTubers, and it's just, I don't know how, like, that came to, like, how watching YouTube came to that. Was before, it was just, like, a little fun, like, it's thing to watch, and now it literally took over my life.
It's because comparison kills you. It really does. You're at your rock bottom, and then you're comparing your rock bottom to these people's highs.
And, like, I'll never be as, like, beautiful as them. And, like, I know you shouldn't compare yourself. It's just so hard not to. And, like, my personality is not, like, I'm not as funny as them. And, like, I'll never find love like them. Like, stuff like that. Stupid. Or, like, I'm never gonna travel like them. Like, all the things that I want. But, like, you can't, you just can't.
That, I think like I have that. Grown a lot, like, you, because, like, you don't realize your growth until you sit back and you realize it, like, you don't recognize
your growth. You gotta figure out
yourself. Yeah, because I'm, like, I'm not really like that anymore, like, I'm, like, because I'm pretty content with myself, like, I still want to be better, like, I don't, like, it's like a scale, it's, like, I'm, like, halfway closer to the top. It's not how it used to be, where it was, like, rock bottom. Because it's, like, now I'm, like, yeah, I think I'm pretty funny. I think I'm, I was going to say, I am nice.
Depends. Sometimes. I'm just kidding.
You're nice. I'm nice, but, like, blunt. Like, I won't lie to you. I'll tell you straight to your face. That's why I
think. You're, like, the only friend that's, like, just completely honest, and I know you're honest. I was talking to my dad about you, and I was like, Cameron's, he's, like, it's good to have a friend that's, like, honest. I'm like, yeah, that's how Cameron is. She's just, that's why I like her, because she's just honest, and you know her, she's telling the truth to you.
Exactly. That's why people are like, okay, it's good to have fun. I'm like, that. Because if I tell you that I like something when I don't like it, then how are you gonna know that I, like, when I say that I actually like something, then how are you gonna know if I'm telling the truth? Mm-hmm. Now you know. If I actually tell you that I like you like something, then I actually do like it,
and you don't have, like, trust issues with them. Like, are you sure? Because, like, my other friends, I've, like, I know they're lying. I'm like, I know you're lying, bro. Just to, like, and I feel like sometimes they do it to just, like, obviously to make me feel, like, good, but I feel like it's just making it worse at the same time. It's making it worse. So,
yeah. Yeah, like, I'm, like, I think I'm pretty nice, and I'm open-minded. Like, you can do whatever you, like, I will never judge you for something. Like, I just, the only thing I judge people for is people who are close-minded. Like, if your views are so close-minded and so off, like, I know people are like, you should always have your own views and stuff, but I'm like, if your view is, like, so, like, it's, like, you have a view that's, like, about inequality, then I'm like, all right, here's where we draw the line.
Never mind. Yeah, you have to say something.
Yep. But, yeah, back to, yeah, that's what we were talking about before. Yeah, I'm pretty content, like, with who I am. Like, I'm, like, well, I'll, like, look in the mirror and be, like, eh, whatever. Like, I'm, like, you're not the most beautiful person in the world, but I'm, like, eh. It's not, like, hatred anymore, and it's not, like, disgust. It's, like, okay.
Yeah, like, it will be better when, like, I'm beautiful. Like, you just gotta make it.
And I think I've gotten yourself to the point where it's, like, yeah, it is still, like, it is still, like, a journey, but I'm, like, internal beauty is so much more to me right now. Because I'm like, because I do really love my personality. Not a lot of people get to see it, but I do love my personality. So I'm like, I love my personality. I'm like, I don't care if people think I'm ugly. There's literally. Like, you could call me ugly. I probably wouldn't care. You call me unintelligent, though. That's a different story.
You're like, wait a second there. You can call me ugly. You can call me a bitch. But I am not.
Also, like, those two kind of correlate, too. Because, like, if you call me ugly, like, as, like, a diss or whatever, I'm like, okay, that's the most unintelligent, like, roast you can think of, like, okay.
And also,
there were so much better things that you can, like, call me out on, but you say, oh, you're ugly. I'm like, wow, really, that's your thing. That's like a 5-year-old response. Exactly. I'm like, all right, buddy.
And, like, when people say, like, people are ugly, like, that's, like, that's their opinion.
Exactly.
There's so many people, like, if you can think someone's the ugliest person in the world, but there's someone out there that there thinks they're beautiful.
Who don't think, aren't Ariana Grande, Selena Gomez, are even a Grace and Nolan. Some people think they are ugly. How?
I don't know, but.
And then there are some people that some people think are the most gorgeous person in the world. I'm like.
I'm like, yeah. I don't know about that one.
But, like, you do you. You do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Exactly. But back to, like, the. Because I wanted to say something after that, too. About how you were like, yeah, I think my family knew. Like, I think they knew that I was, like, sad. But that's, like, the a big difference between us. Because we have a lot of similarities, but that's one of the big differences. Like, you can tell when you're, like, upset. Or, like, yeah, you're very, like.
Well, I just kind of realized it.
You're kind of open with your emotions more than I am.
Yeah, I'm a very emotional person.
No one knows what I'm feeling except you. You're the only person I tell what I'm feeling.
Yeah, I always say I'm not gonna, like, talk about it, but I always end up, like, talking about it, because I'm that person that just expresses their emotion. Like, someone can tell when I'm sad, and, like.
Exactly, I'm the opposite. Like, I won't tell you anything. Like, I will not, unless I fully trust you with my life. And even, like, I trust my family, but I wouldn't tell them anything.
Yeah.
It's just who I am.
It's just, like, I feel like when you tell your family, like, they try to. Like, yeah, they're gonna try to do something about it, but, like, sometimes you just, like, they try to get you help or something, but, like, sometimes you just need to figure it out yourself.
Yeah.
Like, going to therapy, like, if it gets to that point, like, you should go to therapy, like, who knows, like, it will help, but, like, sometimes you just gotta figure it out yourself, like, with, like, being depressed, like, that one time, like, with, like, YouTube, like, when I was younger. Mm-hmm. Like, and then I needed to figure it out myself.
Exactly. And then if people don't get it, they're like, oh my, they're like, oh no, then what about, like, you're depressed? Like, oh no, we need to do this and we need to do that. It's like, and then, like, I feel like if I had kids, I would be like, you, because I feel like my family is like, especially my mom, it annoys me because she'll be like, she like overreacts on things. Mm-hmm. And so, and then I just don't want
to,
like, just leave it. I'm, like, just leave it alone. And, like, I'm like that with a lot of things. Like, I'm, like, just, or I don't, like, want, I'm just, like, just leave it. Just leave it. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, just let me do it myself. Like, I always have been that. Yeah. Like, because, like, literally I'll be in my room, like, I'll be, like, crying, but I won't want anyone to hear. Because then I'm, like, if they come in, they're going to have to, like, be like, why are you crying? I'm, like, no, I don't want to talk about it. Like, I don't want.
That's how I was, too. But, like. I honestly, like, didn't tell anybody, like, talk to anybody about, like, when I was I didn't talk to anybody, like, until, like, later on, like, towards,
exactly, because, like, when you're, you don't want it, like, to tell people,
and
you don't
really know that you're, like,
exactly,
depressed, like, I figured, like, towards the end, like, I was, like, okay, this is depression.
Looking, because the thing with mine was, like, the thing with me is because I felt so badly, because I'm like, people have it way worse than me, so why should I complain? Like, people are literally, like, suicidal, and, like, they have it way worse than I do, so, what makes me think that I am depressed when these people are, like, so much lower? And, like, that's another thing. I'm like, my life, I'm like, I have a family, I have a house, I, like, I, like, my family, like, gets me not everything that I want, but, like, I'm, like, very, like,
get you, like, the necessities blessed. You need, like, yeah. the stuff that you actually need.
And, like, people have it way worse than I do, so why should I be sad? And it was that whole thing, and that makes you, it's a whole spiral, it's a whole, like, cycle. So then you are depressed, but then you feel bad about being depressed, it makes you more depressed, and it's like,
yes, literally, yes. I
haven't thought about that, actually. That's crazy. I was talking to my dad about that, like, a while ago.
That's why I was always like, I'm not gonna say I'm depressed, because why? Like, why should I? Like, no one, but, like, I have everything I need, but it's a mental thing. It's, like, it's something in your brain.
Yeah, me and my, like, dad were talking about how, like, everybody has different problems.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we shouldn't feel bad that we're sad. Like, it's everybody's different. We live in, like, a different... Everybody's their own person. Like, you shouldn't feel bad for feeling sad about certain things. Like, yeah, there's people that go through, like, way, like, don't have a house. They're living on the streets. They don't have food on their table. Don't have a roof over their head. But, like, everybody's, like, has different... And it's okay to be sad about these things sometimes. Like...
Yeah, everyone does have their own issues.
Yeah, exactly. So, we shouldn't feel bad about it. And we had to, like, kind of learn that.
And I feel like... Like, this is another cliche, but, like, everything happens for a reason, and, like, I wouldn't change anything. Like, I wouldn't change one thing, because everything makes you who you are now, as cheesy as that is. Like, everything you have gone through has made you who you are now. And you have to go through shit to...
You have to.
Get better on the other side.
You have to. Or else, you wouldn't be the same person as you... Like, you learn from your mistakes, from all the bad... things that happened in your life.
Like, literally, like, my sister, like, I'm not gonna go into her details, because that's her business, and I ain't gonna expose her, but she tells me about, like, what she feels right now, and, like, I went through the same thing, so I'm, like, I want to, like, tell her and help her, but I'm, like, she's on her own little path and journey. Like, she has to learn it for herself. I can't tell her. Like, true. I can tell her whatever I want. I can tell her, like, it'll get better, but, like, you have to go through it yourself.
I mean, I get, it's, like, it's good to have, like, your older sibling to, like, talk to you about it, because, like, they trust you and, like, they look up to you. But, like, yeah, in the end, they have to learn it themselves. Like, yeah, talk to her and, like, make her feel better. But, yeah, in the end, she just gotta go through it, honestly, and then become the person that she's gonna become.
And we're all not, like, open people, like, sherry people. We're all, like, keep it inside, like... shield it. Like, I think the only... Even my mom is like that, but she's probably... She's the most emotional out of all of us in the family, but she... Yeah, we all keep it inside. Even she does.
That's how, like, me and my sister... Because my sister just got a job, like, up in the mountains. Like, a teaching job, and it's a better job. She was going to work at the... like, a YMCA. Like, I don't know, like, one of the YMCA places, but she got a better job at an actual school, so, like, it's better for, like, job applications and stuff like that, different jobs, and she's getting, like, freaking $30 an hour or something. That's, like, way above minimum. That's a good job. And my mom...
Yeah, minimum wage is 11 in California.
My mom, like, when she told her, she was, like, oh, like, she wasn't happy for her.
Because?
And, like, well, because she wanted... to give the kids, like, at the YMCA, so, like, my sister can, like, teach her, and she's, like, after she's, like, why did you take that job? Like, I thought you were gonna, like, be with the kids and stuff like that, and my, and, I realized that my family is, like, we don't celebrate, like, my mom's each side, other. We don't celebrate things, like, when something happens, like, we celebrate birthdays and stuff like that, but, like, when someone has, like, a good, like, accomplishment in their life, we don't celebrate anything. Like, that's just not how we, like, are, and it sucks, and my mom wanted her to watch the kids, because she's gonna live with us now, but, like, that's not her, like,
she's like, if I wouldn't have kids, I would have had kids, but they're not my kids, and she's so young, and, like, I feel so bad for her, because my mom, like, wants her to watch the kids, and that's what she is with, like, me, too. Like, yeah, we're, like, they're siblings, and, like, we should, like, care for them and stuff like that, and, like, yeah, we're gonna help out sometimes, but, like, not... Like, watch them all the
it's
time.
It's not
like,
your kids,
it's
yeah.
It's not our kids. We would have kids if we want to have kids, but we don't.
I saw this Pinterest thing, and it was, like,
why are the oldest children always mad all the time? And it's like, if you had to parent kids that weren't your kids, you'd be angry too.
Exactly. Exactly, literally. It's so annoying. But I don't know where that came from. Why did I start talking about that?
I don't know. That I think that is a cool thing about podcasts. It's like, okay, well, how did we get here? Yeah. Well, I don't even know what the fuck I said.
Where did we come from procrastination to a job? And, like, I mean, everything just connects together, jobs, honestly.
I need to get a fucking job.
I need to get a job, too. I need a job. Bro.
Like, we're moving to LA. I need money. We're moving to LA in less than 2 years. Like, a year and a half. We need money.
We're gonna do it.
Yeah. I know that.
I'm gonna do it now.
I tell myself that every day. I'm like, I'm going here. Like, I don't care.
Me too.
Like, I don't care what anybody doing says. I'm moving here.
I'm doing it. No matter what anybody.
Get my job.
Oh, like, you should probably, like, stay out here for a little. No, I don't want to. I'm sorry.
You could die literally tomorrow. Yeah. You could.
That's what makes me sad too.
And that's what always, like, when people are like, well, like, you need to do this and, like, be this. I'm like, bitch, I could die before that happens. Like, I'm gonna do what I want now.
Exactly. I don't.
You really need to do what you want. Oh, that's literally going back to, like, the middle of the podcast when I was talking about the Dolan twins' dads. Like, their documentary about their dad. They were talking about their dad, like, their dad's character and everything, and they were like, a lot of people say that they're gonna go and do something, but he was the type of person who did. And, like, that's the type of person I want to be.
And that's also what makes me depressed, because I'm like, what if I never do anything?
But you just have to get out of that mindset.
Exactly. I just hate that
mind is so powerful. It's so crazy how powerful your brain is and your mind is. Like, literally, you can do. It's. The evidence is there. Like, you, when you're working out and you're like, I can't do this anymore, I can't do this. But then you're like, no, I can do this. And then you do, like, something that you're like, exactly. I did not think my body could do that. But your mind tells your body you can do it, and it does it.
Like, once you're talking about in, like, psychology, like, your mind, like, controls. What was it? Like, pain or something? It was like. Being hungry or something, like what your, when your stomach.
Oh, if you don't have it, like, even when you don't have a stomach, like, you still get stomach, like, cramps. Yeah,
because,
like, your brain is, it's your brain telling you, like, you're hungry, even though you don't have a stomach.
That's crazy. Also, kind of off topic, but I was thinking about death yesterday. Also, well, not really off topic, because
I always think about death. Like, this is dark, but I always, I'm like, I can die any moment.
Me too. I'm like, I'm actually gonna be gone one day. I'm like, my body is gonna be like, I'm gonna be gone one day, which is, it's like, I think that's like the craziest thing to think about in like the entire like, out of everything that you could ever talk about, I think about. I think death is like the craziest thing to think about it.
Because it's like, there's so much many rules of how you need to live and how you need to do. It's like, bitch, we're all gonna end up dead. Do whatever the fuck literally. You want. We are all gonna end up dead.
I obviously want to, like, make a good, like, a big impact on this, like, world, and I want to make people, even if it's not, like, big, if I'm not, like, famous and, like, inspiring a bunch of people, I just want to be a good person, and, like, the couple of people that I do make happy, like, that's all I care about, really, and that's how, like, I'll die happy.
Those are my goals in life. It's to, like, leave an actual impact on the world. Create things that I actually want to create and just be happy doing it. That's what I want to do.
It's crazy. Whoa.
How long is this?
I don't know.
48 minutes.
Whoa. See, this is so long. Actual conversation. This is what I do when I come to your house to study in air quotes.
Bailey fucking sucks at math, so she comes over. She comes over, and she's like, all right, can you help me study? First of all, she says, she's like, okay, I'll come over at, like, 5. Then she's like, all right, I'll come over at, like, 5:30. Then it turns into, like, 7:30, and then she comes over, and then we're like, all right, let's work on math, and then we do one problem, and then we start talking about how we're gonna die.
Literally, like, we never know what we're gonna talk about.
But it's good. I like it. No, that's too. The thing. I hate small talk. I don't like small talk. I'm like, I will talk to you about death and our inevitable death and how we need to live before we die. You can't just exist, you need to live.
Like, us on our first date, like, we meet someone on Bumble, we go to the, like,
Bumble.
Bumble, all the way to where the freaking apps are. You go to the date, like, so let's talk about death.
I really think, okay, this is, like, I have never been in a relationship in my life and probably won't be in one for, like, 10 years, but...
I mean...
I feel like the best relationships come out of friendships. Like, really. Like, it's so... That concept is so weird
to
me.
Yeah, you gotta, like, be
just, like, meet someone you don't even know and be like, oh, want to go on a date? And then be like... First of all, dinner dates are fucking weird when you think about it, too. Like, you're just sitting there watching them eat. That makes me so uncomfortable. Like, I don't like... I don't like when people watch me eat. Then you're just sitting there and you're forced to have to think of something to say. It's like, when you're forced to talk, it makes it uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And you're like, so, what's your favorite color? Like, I would be like, let's go surfing. Let's go...
Like, do, like, an activity.
Yeah, like some adventurous thing. Go rock climbing. I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, we should go rock climbing
again. Also, when I was third wheeling yesterday, I was thinking, I'm like, I like third wheeling. Because I like to observe people. I don't know. I don't like starting the conversation all the time. I don't like talking the whole time. I just want to, like, sit there sometimes and not talk.
Literally, when I'll sit there at lunch, like, I'll just be listening to a podcast when I'm by myself, and I'll just, like, look at all these people, and I'm, like, just taking it all in, just observing them. What are you writing down?
Ideas. I just put love in high school. Because, like, it's dumb. Because, like...
If I was in a relationship, which I ain't, and I probably won't be for a long time.
Hey.
But if
not
I
not with
was,
that attitude.
Eh, I don't even
I mean, if you don't want to, then you go ahead.
Yeah. If I, like, that's the thing. Want a job. Like, if I, yeah, make money, not boyfriend.
Yes. But he saw the quote. Make money. I don't need a, I need money, not a boyfriend.
It's just like. I feel like I don't need any drama. And I feel like high school relationships are just drama.
It's like, I know that some people, like they marry the person they meet in high school, but, like,
it would just
have to be,
for me to be in a relationship, it would probably have to be with my, like, with a best friend and just natural.
I guess we'll just marry each other if we never find love.
We'll just marry, honestly.
Let's go travel the world together, screw
that's
everything.
That's what I want. I don't know if I want kids, honestly, because
I don't
like,
want kids. I don't think I want kids.
I'm like, I want to travel, I want to create things, I'm like, being tied down is just, like, my worst nightmare. I need freedom and, like, exploration.
Literally, once you have a kid,
you can't do shit. You can't do anything.
Like, yeah, when they, like, grow up and, like, but then you're
but that's 18 years. And you could die before then.
Exactly.
I was actually talking to my dad about that, and I was, like, because we were talking about, like, retirement, and I was, like, what do people do when they get retired? I feel like I would go insane. It's, like, now.
Because I know you shouldn't think that way, like, when you're old, you can't do it. Because, like, yeah, you could do things, but, like, I feel like when you're old, it gets, like, depressing.
Harder to do things,
and hard,
yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely harder. You can't just, like, go out and go cliff jumping and stuff like that. That's why we have to take this time we have now. And that's another reason why I get depressed all the time, because I'm like, I don't do anything now.
I saw this thing on Pinterest. It's like, do you ever get, like, the urge, like, you wake up and you just get the urge and, like, your brain's like, come on, we gotta go. We're running out of time, And you're like, bitch, what? What are we running out of time for? Like, that's me. My brain is always like, come on, Karen, we gotta go. My brain is like running a thousand miles an hour. It's like, we gotta get out of here. I'm like, go where?
There's like, my brain, like, it's like, do you ever like feel it in your head, like your brain is just like, I don't want to describe it, but like I feel something in my head and it's just like moving, and like there's this weird thing that's in my head where like I have to keep going faster, but like there's this ball that's like shrinking. It's really weird.
You've told me about that before, but
yeah,
I don't have that.
It's, I don't know what's wrong with me.
Isn't that weird, too? Like, you grow up your whole life thinking that, like, something you do, everyone experiences, but then you, like, tell people, and they're like, what?
Yeah.
And, like, you think that everyone thinks like that. Like, the whole, when I, like, growing up, I thought everyone was, like, anxious about everything, and I was like, you guys don't freak out about that? You guys don't sit in your house and think about, oh, I want to get something from Target. But then, what if... But then I'm going to have to walk in and everyone's going to be staring at me. And then I'll want to go through the self-checkout because I don't want to talk to the workers. Mm-hmm. But then what if something happens? And what if the machine's broken and then everyone's staring at me and thinks that I'm stupid, but I'm not stupid. And then I'm like, you know, it's just better just to stay home.
And then you never
And do then me. I don't go out. That's the problem with my life.
But literally no one cares at all.
No one cares.
Because they're just living their own life. They don't care about anybody other than people's lives.
People are so focused on their own life, no one cares what you're doing. But it's just, it's hard. It's really hard.
I was gonna say something else and I forgot.
I love we're doing a podcast that's like this length, and it's our first podcast, and it's like an hour long with music and stuff like that.
I just love to talk. I really do love to talk. Like, as shy and quiet as I am. Honestly, you know, it's so weird. It's like, what is... Never mind. I was gonna say, what is shy? Like, because it's so... Like, and people are like, oh, it's introverted, it's shy. No, shy and introvert is not the same thing. Introverts get their energy from being by themselves. Extroverts get energy from being around other people. But I'm like, I feel like I'm both.
I think I'm both, too. I think we'll
too. Because when I, like, hang out with you or, like, my two other friends, I'm like, I'm ready to go. Like, after I get social interaction, I'm ready to go.
But when I'm by myself, I, like, freaking dance with myself, and I'm, like, hyped up. I'm like, I can do anything in the world. Exactly. Well, let's go. And then I, like...
And then my head starts turning... Dude, when I'm dancing in my room and, like, singing, my head starts turning so bad that I'm like, I need to sit down.
Because I'm getting so hype. I, like, work out all the time because of my dancing. That's my workout. Dancing.
Oh. Wanna go for a walk after?
Yeah.
Cause like I love the rain.
Oh yeah, by the way, It's raining and overcast outside.
Yes, in Cali.
My dad came home and he was like, I forgot what he said, but like I was like, it's cold and raining outside. He's like, yeah. And I was like, I didn't even know. It was like hot the other day. That's the whole thing. California's fucking bipolar.
Yeah, freaking California. Can you make up your mind and just like, but I love the sun. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes I like the sun.
Exactly. That's the whole thing. Full circle. It's change. You need change.
Because everything surrounds around change.
Last winter, when it was like just endless winter, I was like, you know what? I do love the rain and the overcast. That's true. But I'm like, I'm ready for the sun.
Which is weird.
And then when the sun, and then like when it turns up, it's like October and it's still fucking sunny outside at 90 degrees. I'm like, you need to go bye-bye. I'm like, you need to leave. It's all change. You need change. Well, like, do all human beings need change? That's another question that I have. Because, like, people always like, you need to be changing and evolving, but, like, some, like you said earlier, some people do like complacency.
But
do they actually, or are they just doing out of fear?
Exactly. Because people do that out of fear. Just like staying in toxic relationships, they do out of fear.
It's like, are they just... It's like, are they just lying to themselves and saying that they don't like change, but they need change? Or is this like, every single human being needs change? I know I need change.
Yeah, I definitely need change. I need it now.
My brain is just scattered.
That's why I can't go another year of high school. Because I need change.
My whole birth chart, talking about astrology here... My whole birth chart is, like, Aquarius, Sagittarius, Gemini. Those are all, like, scatterbrain signs, so I'm like, makes sense.
I don't know what I am, but what is Scorpio?
I don't know. I only know, I'm selfish. It's like, I only know the things about my own sign.
You read books about it, do you just skip to your part? Yeah.
I literally have this book, and it's like, everything you need to know about astrology. And then I'm like, yeah, and I just skip to what I need to read. It's like about interesting. Me. It is. It's weird. It's like, because I don't know if I was telling Bailey about this earlier, but I don't know if I 100% believe in horoscopes, like daily horoscopes, because I just feel like they are very vague. Mm-hmm. And you have to search for, like, a connection. But zodiac signs, I 100% believe in. Like, people just match up too closely. And everyone's like, but it's all different. Like, but they're like, but then, like, I don't even match up to my own sign. I'm like, but yeah, but your birth chart is made up of different signs. I didn't know that before this year. So, like, I don't expect other people to know that. But, like, yeah, you do have more than one sign. Like, your sun sign is your, like, dominant one. But you got sun sign, Venus sign, Mars sign.
Yeah, there's so many different types of signs.
And they all are very much. Mm-hmm. They match up. It's really creepy. And we have a lot of friends
that match up, though, don't we?
Yeah. Aquarius. I'm an Aquarius, if you didn't know.
We should do a podcast about talking about astrology.
We should talk about...
I need to learn stuff, though. But, yeah. I mean, you could just talk about it and I
can't. I don't know a lot, though. Like, I know, like, I know traits about Gemini and Aquarius and Sagittarius because those are my favorite signs. I am an Aquarius, so it does make sense that mm-hmm. the signs that I like the most are Sagittarius and Gemini. Mm-hmm. But I don't know a lot about, like, the different signs. I only know a lot about my own sign.
I posted this. I'm gonna wake up in the morning.
I'm like, oh.
Change revolves around everything.
That's true. And it's like...
It's so true. Change.
That's like when people have near-death experiences. Like, I was watching The Good Place. You know how they have their near-death experience? And they're like, mm-hmm. I need to change my life around. Because once you have a near-death experience, you're like, then you, my life could be over. Yeah. Yeah. You're like...
Like...
Okay. So, we kept talking for a little while more, but... It cut off at an hour. Didn't realize we were talking for an hour.
Literally, that's crazy.
But if you enjoyed and you like listening, thanks.
Thanks. Subscribe. Don't you do that on podcasts? You subscribe.
I think you...
No, you subscribe. I'm pretty sure.
Follow or subscribe or whatever.
Something. If you like it,
we'll be recording more. If no one listens, whatever, we'll still record. I don't care. Okay, thank you for listening if you did. Bye.
Thank you.